Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Audrey, last week when we kicked off Tech Vibe Radio, I thought we had a little bit of fun. I like it because you love analyzing data. You love keeping it real. You don't let anybody blow smoke in anyone's eyes. And last week you were...
It doesn't always give me friends.
It doesn't give you friends, but that's okay. But you've been reading this book, and now I want to read it too. And rumor has it's going to be in the PTC library.
Yes,
any day now, called Jumpstarting America.
And it was just recently released. Right?
Yeah, and so I want you to... There's some really...
Well, let me tell you a couple of things. We talked a little bit about last week. We talked about commuting time. We talked about happiness. And we talked about some of the amazing things in terms of the demographics of Pittsburgh. But it's interesting because I'm headed to Rochester in June.
Okay.
The community in Rochester has called me a couple of times over the years and asked me, how do you do what you do in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
What can we do to sort of pick, I don't want to say pick your brain, but have you come up here
and
talk about all the things that have been happening in Pittsburgh and tech, with the tech council,
et cetera. That sounds very interesting.
So I'm going to go up there, I forget, some point in June.
Okay.
And listen, those people in Rochester are proud of Rochester.
Yeah.
I mean, I met native New York downstaters who are psyched about Rochester.
They call them downstaters.
We called them downstaters.
Okay, gotcha.
They were downstate. That was upstate.
Upstate. Yeah. Downstaters.
So, Rochester's like 7.5 hours from Manhattan.
Right.
So it's not like it's...
Yeah, it's not exactly close.
Really close. Yeah. But, and there's totally different ecosystems and culture, et cetera.
Totally.
So, but there's, some good universities there. University of Rochester, Rochester Tech, et cetera. The Eastman School of Music.
Yeah, little
there's
things
some
like
amazing
that.
Assets in Rochester.
Absolutely.
So in this book, they have an appendix that sort of ranks their criteria of what they're looking for and what they believe are sort of the variables that should yield high-performing next-generation cities. So it's interesting. They rank Rochester as number one.
What?
And I have been talking to these people from Rochester, and they're like, we are. I am telling you, when you come up here, you're going to be blown away.
Whoa, they're going to knock your
socks
off.
What companies have come out of Rochester?
Yeah.
Tell me one. Besides Kodak.
Right.
So they're like, no, we're going to show you the innovation and all this stuff.
Well,
so
you have to report this back.
I will report it back. It's fascinating.
Okay.
And I love the people that I've connected with. They have a good sense of humor. They have huge, city pride, et cetera. But they rank Pittsburgh in this book as number two.
What? Number two.
And number two, they rank it overall number two. Where we're high, we're like number seven in top science grad programs. We're high in the percentage of college graduation rates. So think about that. In the 70s, Pittsburgh had anyone could get a job.
Yep.
And you just need a ninth grade education. We
had
the highest amount of people working at at jobs that were life sustaining.
Right. Family
that were under wages. That did not graduate high school.
Wow.
And we have now gone to one of the most educated cities in the U.S. In the course of a generation.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, even that data is readily available. You can find it. You can go through Federal Reserve. There's a way to slice and dice this data. So I find that fascinating.
Yeah, totally.
That in and of itself makes Pittsburgh just so transformative. So we have top science undergraduates. We're rated number five across all cities in the United States. And then we have a ridiculously high number of patents per worker.
Yeah, that's...
And the patents per worker are really fascinating because we have so much research money that's actually at the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon.
Right.
Notice I said University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon because the amount of money that's going into research on so many things like people that we've had on our show.
Yeah.
That are just doing incredible things.
On our show tonight.
Regenerative Medicine is on our show.
Yeah, with Cook Myocyte.
And the work that they're doing. Like, no need for pharma, but using your own body to regenerate and solve problems are pretty...
Pretty...
That's
absolutely
not science fiction. That's reality.
It's
people
happening.
Trying to work on that. So that means that most of those people in there are producing like 10 patents each. Because you didn't really, you don't have any patents.
I have not created a patent yet. No, nor
housing price and our violent crime rate, even though we live in the city and we see some, you know, horrible things that we all need to surround ourselves with and helping to solve. But the population and the education level of our population is really high. And this book is saying that the next generation of companies, of cities, will be these what are considered now secondary cities. So, you know, it's fodder for thought whether it's true or not. You know, Nashville's growing leaps and bounds. I always use that as an example.
Yeah, you always bring
they're
Nashville
growing
up.
60 people a day maybe. But these other cities aren't really growing. And the hypothesis in this book is that while those cities aren't really growing right now in population, think about it. Pittsburgh, at the rate we're going right now, we will be the youngest city.
That is such a different mindset from what
we will
we've been
be
told.
The youngest city ever. We will have more young people who are running our civic groups that are elected officials than other places will be because we lost that generation.
Exactly.
So it's just food for thought. You know, this book believes that Syracuse is also another city, and it's fascinating to think about what is quality of life and what do people want. My bottom line has always been transportation is huge, both air and ground, and it's coming up that's a high priority. And when I meet people who come to Pittsburgh that are from other cities, they're disappointed when we don't have that kind of transportation. So I know we have great leaders that are trying to work on these problems, but we need to create a groundswell so that we can conquer this because we can't have more people sit through the tunnels.
No, it's just not how we're going to live. It's not going to make the city go forward. That's for sure. I love it. So check it out. Jumpstarting America. Who's the author on that book, Audrey?
It's Jonathan Gruber and Simon Johnson.
Very cool.
And they're both from MIT. In economics and entrepreneurship.
Love it. I like talking about these trends and how they relate right into Pittsburgh. So anyhow, tonight we got a great show in front of us. We mentioned earlier before, we have Cook Myocyte stopping by. They're all about regenerative medicine.
I know.
Very exciting company.
Imagine the day when we don't have to take pharma.
Cool. I know. It makes you really excited about what's going on here in Pittsburgh as far as that goes. I mean, it definitely blows my mind. We also have Chris Chuckren from Fourth River Solutions. He's bringing Heart.io with him. So, dude, Chris Chuckren with Fourth River, they're student consultants at the University of Pittsburgh. They're doctorate students, and they line them up with companies that need problems to be solved or companies that are just starting out, and they help them kind of find new markets or find the best market to start out in. And I love that idea, Audrey. Do you think that's cool? When you have students helping students, and vice versa.
Just like great.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Well, when you think about the gap that when students come out, if they don't have any experience, it's really hard for them to have meaningful work.
Exactly.
If they can't communicate, they don't understand business, they can't solve problems in a rapid way. I mean, it's just really tough.
Fourth River is
I hear that a lot from people.
I know.
I get a lot of these
deal.
Smart people, but you know what? They don't know how to solve problems and work in teams. And communicate.
And this is kind of doing that.
It's really great.
It's very exciting. And we also have Josh Trembulak from United Healthcare stopping by to talk about some of the new health insurance that is offered through the Pittsburgh Technology Council. That's been our bread and butter, Audrey, for 30 plus years. And we've got some new products coming out there that we think are just transformative that, you know, your workforce just requires the best benefits. It's an attraction tool, it's a retention tool at its highest level. And we're excited to talk more about that. So, great show in front of us. Always love hanging out with you, Audrey, telling these great fun stories. So many going on here at Tech Vibe Radio. We're taking a quick break. We're coming right back. This is Jonathan Kirshning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn all about the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Time is definitively flying by way too fast, Audrey, because it was almost 4 months ago when we had the PTC, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's corporate coverage group stop
by. I know, it's been that long.
I know, to talk about these really cool new health insurance offerings we have through United Healthcare. And this is a big deal to us at the Pittsburgh Technology Council because our members, their top priority is holding on to their talent and attracting talent. And one of the key factors in that is having awesome workplace benefits. And we feel like we've got something here that is just absolutely spectacular when it comes to giving flexibility and using a lot of technology as well, too, to, you know, drive better health and reduce costs and stuff like that. So we have Josh Trembulak from United Healthcare. Josh, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. So glad you can make it in, because we're really pumped to get this thing out. It's been a few months, and we wanted to, you know, continue to revisit this because we think it's that important that our listeners, our members, they need to know about what's cooking with United Healthcare, with what you're offering through the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Corporate Coverage Group.
Yeah.
Well, our motto at United is to help people live healthier lives, and the PTC is really pushing us forward with the PTC Corporate Coverage Group. We have essentially two offerings,
yeah.
One for 2 to 50 group, 5 to 50 groups,
yeah.
And 51 to 100.
Let's break it down. Start with the small group first.
The small group has our offering through All Savers. All Savers is our level funded product,
okay.
That you get to see claims reports all year. So you can see how you're running when you normally can't.
Okay.
And specific to the PTC Corporate Cover Group, you get 2% off of the rates. So that's something that nobody else has other than members of the PTC.
Right. And 2% is not an insignificant chunk of change when it comes to your expenses for healthcare. Is that right, Audrey?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, and everyone is trying to, you know, to contain their fixed costs, but everyone cares about their employees and they want to make sure that they have access and they want to make sure that they're getting the right support medically when they need it. And, you know, in our environment, we're trying to make sure that everyone has access all across, you know, our institutions. And that's why we partnered with United Health.
And we want to make sure folks have access to UPMC and AHN and all 74 hospitals west of State College. 96% of the doctors are in our network, and you have our national network, because PTC groups aren't only in Western PA. They have employees
right.
all over
got,
the nation, all over the world.
They have offices
right.
all over the world, and,
yeah.
you, and through your plan can cover them. But I think it's really important to put the focus on the fact that there's choice with this, that you can choose your doctor in the hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah, talk about some of yeah. the perks. What are some of the...
So some of the perks of All Savers, we're going to have Healthiest You in the 5 to 50 segment starting 8-1.
Okay.
And what that means yeah. is...
That means
folks,
5 employees
to 50.
To
50
not age yeah. 5 to 50.
Not age 5 to 50. Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Good clarification.
Yeah. We're making sure.
And Healthiest You is free telemedicine. So on our fully insured plans, you get telemedicine. It's normally like a $10 copay because it's really a good utilization. If you have a sinus cold or maybe pink eye, you jump on to a virtual visit with your doc and you get your prescription sent to
like
a CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens. But with Healthiest You in All Savers, it's free.
What?
So you don't pay anything.
Okay.
The claims don't go to the group. So it's really something innovative, and that's something I'm happy to announce today. So that we haven't talked about that before.
I was going to say, this is brand new. You're throwing me a curveball here.
Yes.
And to me, that sounds really important because, I mean, that drives up costs when people go to the emergency room for something like that. But now if you can just, in the convenience, call in and get on a video chat. Say, yep, I got pink eye. Like, I got a sinus infection. You can see I'm not feeling well. I'm like, I can call you in a prescription and save the time and the money and get you better faster.
And that's why having the education meetings with JRG
right.
coming out and helping to explain the plans and not going to the ER and noting what you have available. And if we move up to the 51
yeah.
to 100 segment,
okay.
what you get with that, because that's going to be our fully insured offering. The members of the PTC are going to get a $5,000 wellness stipend. But wait, there's more. Isn't that what you say on the radio?
Yeah,
but wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Listen to
they,
this guy. He takes his tie off.
He's good,
and
we've
unleashed him.
We weren't going to tell you, Jay.
He's Josh unleashed.
The more
untied
is the motion. So they're going to get motion. And what motion is there's been studies that the more active people are. And Jonathan, you do more than 10,000 steps a day, right?
Actually, 14 to 17,000.
That's amazing. That's why you're the pillar of health.
I am.
And the
Look
more active
I hate
folks
you.
Are.
That doesn't count my cycling time either.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
How are you walking that many steps a day?
I have two dogs that each get two walks a day separately. Four dog walks a day every day. Just saying. Lots of walking.
It's amazing. I've been trying to get more.
I would bankrupt your system. You would be paying me so much money.
So there's caps, but you
yeah.
wouldn't bankrupt our system, but you would be the pillar
right.
and a great example
He's
of how to
pillar.
Use that.
Dang.
So
Did
what
you
happens
that?
Is you pair the motion with an HSA-compatible plan, and United will fund HSA dollars based on meeting certain metrics. So the metrics are based on the acronym of FIT. Fitness, intensity, and tenacity. The fitness is getting 10,000 overall steps. That gets you a dollar.
Okay.
The intensity is one walk for 3,000 steps.
Okay.
And then
the duration of the walk. So
correct.
It took at least 3,000 steps to get that walk.
Exactly.
In.
And then the tenacity is getting 300 steps walks in a day, and you get another dollar. So that's $3 a day.
Wait, $3 a day.
And United funds that. And normally there's a load to add that in
right.
to the HSA plan, and we're giving that.
So I can buy cigarettes with that?
I'm
kidding.
It would have to be for qualified medic. I'm not oftenly
I know.
Speechless.
See where he goes?
Qualified.
He goes right to the dark side.
Exactly.
Qualified medical
not
expenses.
Not 1 ounce of right. fat on him.
No, that's
I hate him.
But I like the tech angle on this because so many of our members, they have the Fitbits and they understand it. So they could either use their own or they can go and have United provide one and then be active. And you're starting to have money put into your health savings.
So
account.
We call that BYOD.
Yeah. Bring your own device.
Bring your own dog.
Well, you could do that. We could bring our own dog.
Yes.
And that way, but if you don't want to put it on your dog, the fitness bit, because people have tried that to get their steps, but the devices are smart enough.
No way. I could have been putting this on Gracie all day.
People have actually done that.
Less than 2% fraud in the plan. And what we do is we send a letter that says, hey, your device needs recalibrated. We're noticing some abnormalities. And we see that end. So the fraud isn't even an issue.
Right.
But if you bring your own device, you're going to get a $50 credit into your HSA.
Yeah.
But if you want to order a device,
yeah.
you would just be responsible to pay the difference
right.
of the $50. And there is a $50
cool.
device available. And it can sync with the Apple Watch. And you have the
even
ability
wow.
to, because the Apple Watch is the most expensive option there, to buy down the Apple Watch with your steps.
With your
so instead
steps.
Of depositing the money into the HSA, it's paying
That's
off
cool,
the
man.
Apple device.
Super
and
cool.
So it's, in summary, 51 to 100 with the PTC corporate coverage,
yes.
you get the motion for free and a $5,000 wellness stipend that can be used for a wellness coach to come out,
right.
stress relief,
right.
Anything,
and,
a treadmill.
And you still got all the choices in the hospitals.
And a treadmill.
If that's what you want to spend your $5,000 on, you can put that at work
whatever
and everyone
want.
Can get their steps in.
That is what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm so glad you stopped here to remind us about these new options, which I think is just amazing.
That's
and
so
for
cool.
us, we just
And
want,
I, you know, this yeah. thing about people, you know, setting their dogs up so that they
That's
can
crazy.
Win.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
It is sad. And but let's say somebody can't walk and you have somebody that's just not able to, they're
yeah.
wheelchair bound.
Okay.
Then they can get a letter from their doctor and get fully funded. So it is
right.
equal opportunity.
Perfect.
And we are very excited to be able to partner with JRG and the PTC.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And you can learn all about these plans by going to pghtech.org. We've got a big old slider there with our health benefits, and you can learn all about it right there. So cool to be hanging out with United Healthcare. Thank you so much for stopping by. We do appreciate it. Great, great stuff. Hey, we're taking a quick break. Got more Tech Vibe Radio coming your way, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Like we said, pghtech.org. Welcome back, everybody. I am so glad you are spending your Friday night with us here on Tech Vibe Radio, because our mission is to blow your mind with the coolest companies that are making Pittsburgh completely tick. And Cook Myocyte is one of those companies. Got two great guests with us to really help us nerd out on what regenerative medicine is all about. Audrey, I can't wait to get started on
no,
this.
No, yeah, I think we should just jump into Lindsay talking about, give us the pitch.
Yeah, so Lindsay Bartolite, welcome to the show. And you brought somebody
yes,
with
thank
you.
Thank you for having us. We also have our director of engineering here, Dave Wozni.
Hello, everybody.
Dave Wozni, thanks for hanging out and being part of the show with us tonight. We do appreciate it.
No Absolutely.
Problem. Yeah. So tell us about Cook Myocyte. Give us the lowdown. We're going to dive in on some crazy fun questions.
Great. Cook Myocyte is a biotech with the mission of making regenerative medicine a part of everyday medicine. So we were formed in 2002 when technology that had begun at the University of Pittsburgh was acquired by Cook. Cook Group is a company based in Bloomington, Indiana. So we are a part of the Cook Group family of companies.
But you're having fun in Pittsburgh.
We are having so much fun in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Yes.
So just break it down. What's regenerative medicine mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I have an idea.
So regenerative medicine, it's method where the body is going to actually try to heal itself compared to maybe taking a pill or something that would just maybe mask symptoms. It's actually looking at a way to regenerate, different parts of the body for it to help heal itself.
Exactly.
And what we do is we make an autologous product, which is a fancy word meaning it is part of your own body that's going back into your own body.
Oh, that's
it's a super complicated word, but it means so much. So
it really does.
Right. So very exciting. And also might be a way for one day for us not to use some of the pharmaceuticals that we use. Is that correct?
Yes. So I think we take it a step further in not just making it regenerative medicine, but like personalized regenerative medicine.
Oh, wow.
Which is just helps eliminate the need for rejecting or being more compatible with your own body.
Right. Because it's from you, right?
Yes.
At the end of the day. So your immune system's like, I know this. I'm not going to attack it.
Exactly.
And you get better faster.
Right. So can you talk about some of the things that you're working on in terms of the kinds of, I don't want to say illnesses or ailments. Can you talk about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. We have been in developing this AMDC product. So Dave said this word autologous. So what we have been investigating is referred to as autologous muscle-derived cells, or AMDC. And we have been in clinical research for 15 years. We have been almost all that time researching this potential therapy for female stress urinary incontinence.
Oh, wow.
We are also researching its potential to treat fecal incontinence.
Wow.
And there are two physician-sponsored studies for tongue dysphagia and underactive bladder.
Wow.
And is this a big problem? Like, how big is the market in terms of the problem?
For
incontinence, for female incontinence, or?
Well, it's a bigger problem than you think. It's the studies give numbers a very wide range, but I think the most consensus can be in about a third of the population is suffering with some kind of incontinence.
One third?
And female.
Yeah.
No, wow.
That's a lot of people.
And not course, male.
I don't have the numbers on male, but...
No, but the numbers for the U.S. was around 30 million.
30 million.
30 million?
Million females in the U.S. have stress incontinence.
Like in any age range?
Usually it's above the age of 18.
Okay.
But, who would be available for our treatment, might be a little bit less than that. But still, even if it's one-tenth of that.
Yeah, that's
3 million people across the United States is a pretty substantial population that we'd like to treat.
Yeah. Definitely.
There are a lot of reasons that a person, or specifically a woman, can become incontinent.
Right.
But we are researching for a very specific type of that. But even if you drill down that 30 million to that, it's
right. Right. Is a lot of it have to do with, this is my naive talking, and you can smack me. Is it have to do with pregnancy? Does pregnancy exacerbate that?
It can.
It can. Okay.
It can.
But it might not necessarily be causal.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because plenty of women get pregnant and, full term with, normal delivery,
C-section,
and don't develop incontinence.
Okay.
But it's certainly one of the factors that can cause it, as well as obesity. And what we are looking at, though, is that damaged or underfunctioning muscle in the urethra.
And then the idea is that you can then regenerate that.
That's what we're
investigating. That is so amazing to me. And then, so from there, you can take that to other parts of the body, I would assume. And I mean, there's.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
Like I said, we've been researching AMDC for female incontinence for 15 years. And since then, it's been applied to some other conditions.
Exactly.
And
just so our listeners know, I mean, these are the types of technologies that you're working on. This takes a long time.
It does.
The trials, I mean, the patience and the aptitude to get through this is just amazing. We were just at LifeX doing one of our Tech Vibe Neighborhood tours.
So cool.
And I mean, we're just always in awe when it comes to life sciences companies, because these are the toughest companies to build. I mean, you have to have patience and fortitude like no one else out there.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it's all about improving the quality of people's right. lives and being able to actually regenerate, you know, have regenerative medicine where it's not, like you said, something that just blocks symptoms or whatever mm-hmm. it is, but it's something that actually makes you better, and it came from yourself.
Absolutely.
That, to me, is just so powerful.
Absolutely.
So what are some new things that you can talk about? Are there any new things that are going on? Are you hiring? Do you have any new projects?
We are hiring. We're doing a lot of hiring
okay.
this year. This year, we officially started what we hope to be our final phase 3 study, investigating AMDC for female stress urinary incontinence.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there are a lot of variables along this path and right. these many paths that we are journeying. But at this point, we are in a state of preparation and getting things ready for a potential commercialization of this product.
Wow.
Exciting.
Yeah. You're seeing that part of the journey. We've been around for 15, 16 years now, and it's like, wait.
So how many people are working on your teams now?
We have, I think the last number is around 150. So this year alone, we've, I think, brought on 20 new employees.
Wow.
What are their skill sets? Like, what's the range?
It varies. But a lot of the positions that we're recruiting for and a lot of the positions that we employ currently, existing positions, are very technical. People with biology backgrounds, backgrounds in biotechnology.
Yeah, it's biotechnology, a lot of science, analytical mm-hmm. method technology.
Mm-hmm.
But even our facility, one of the other big projects we have going on is just the startup of a new commercial grade manufacturing facility. So because our drug or our treatment actually gets injected into patients, it bypasses people's natural defenses. So you need to make sure that the whole manufacturing process is
like
manufactured in a clean room, sterile environment. So having good, you know, facilities, equipment, processes in place. So a lot of technical skills as well as biological skills that we're looking for.
That's really exciting. And so what are your backgrounds?
So I have a doctorate in biomedical engineering. Got my undergrad from University of Pittsburgh and a graduate degree from UCLA.
Oh, nice. And so then you came back.
Came back to spread the good news, yeah.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Cool. That's really great.
Yeah.
And what about you?
I have a bachelor's degree in English literature, actually.
That's great.
Yes, and a master's degree in kind of a generalist English communications and got into marketing by working at a design agency.
Very cool. What I love about
it is... That's really cool. Yeah. That's great.
So you look at, like, with what you're doing, I mean, you got to get out to the world that this is what you're working
mm-hmm.
on and put it in ways that Audrey and I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing. And that to us is just, it's absolutely amazing stuff. So obviously, so you're in hiring mode.
Mm.
It's just fantastic. You're entering the last phase of this trial you're talking about. So it's like things are really kind of coming together and cooking at Cook My site, huh?
Yes. Yes, our hiring plan this year was estimated around 70 people. So as I mentioned, we've already onboarded, or at least by the end of this month we'll have onboarded 20 so far.
50 to go. Oh,
and
my
you're
goodness.
Out there off of Route 28?
We are in RIDC Park.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. So
On Delta Drive.
I know, we know exactly
solving some super tough problems. So what's the best website? People want to learn more about the company. They want to learn more about the job opportunities. Where can they go?
Absolutely. You can visit cookmyocyte.com.
Okay.
And if you're interested in learning more about any of our studies, please visit clinicaltrials.gov. You can search Cook Myocyte, or you can search AMDC, or if you can figure out how to spell it, autologous muscle dress.
That's a tough one. I don't think I can do that one.
But people get diagnosed with that, right? It's a diagnosis.
The conditions that we are investigating are, yes. Yes.
Diagnosis. Okay. Well, that's a good thing to get out to the world. Anything else that you want to tell the world?
No, I think really looking forward for Pittsburgh to run into this biotech boom. Mm-hmm. I think you hear the term Roboburg a lot.
Yeah. But
I disagree. It's going to really lead with the hospitals, the medicine, a lot of the research coming out of universities.
Good point.
Right.
Very good point.
We're hoping to lead the way.
It's so great. Really proud to hear from both of you.
Great.
And
stuff.
Know that this
Absolutely.
Is in Pittsburgh and that
thank
you're
you for having us.
Doing amazing
you
things.
Much.
You're making Pittsburgh cool, man. Simple as that. we are always in awe with the folks we interview, and what you're doing is tough
really
stuff.
Great.
We tip our Tech Vibe Radio hats to you. Simple as that. And yeah, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio, talking to more of the women and the men that are making Pittsburgh, as we say, the great city that it is. It's all based on technology. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Our mission is to help technology companies succeed in Pittsburgh. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Sometimes, Audrey, Tech Vibe Radio becomes a cast of characters.
Or like a band.
Or like a band. Yeah, we got a full house hanging out with us.
There's a band of banshees.
A band of banshees and a dog. We have your dog Gracie hanging out with us tonight, which
I know
is always kind of fun. So
Except she's quiet, so she doesn't really sing like these guys do.
Rumor has it they're going to sing some a cappella for us, right? We have Chris Chuckren from Fourth River Solutions. Chris. Yep. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So glad to have you here. You do some really cool stuff, and you get to work with some pretty cool guys who we're going to introduce here in a second. They were one of your clients, Heart.io. We'll get to these guys in a second. But first, let's start with you and your background and what Fourth River Solutions is all about.
That sounds great. I'm currently a PhD candidate at the University of Pittsburgh.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Not close to graduating yet. I've got some time. So
I don't care. Maybe you in could 2 years, ABD. I don't care. You're fine. You're a hero.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I study actually cancer immunology at the Hillman Cancer Center.
Oh.
But I moonlight as CEO of Fourth River Solutions. We're a nonprofit consulting company that is operated by, excuse me, and staffed with exclusively pre-doctoral and postdoctoral researchers.
I think it's such a cool concept.
Yeah, from the University of Pittsburgh.
Because you don't have enough to do during the day?
Yeah, I know. We're a little bit overambitious, overachievers.
Wow.
How many hours a day do you sleep? Like two?
Slacker.
I try to hit six. We'll see. It varies, though, for sure. Some days
that seems like a lot for what you do.
Okay, so you have students as consultants.
That's exactly it.
And they consult into what? What disciplines?
Predominantly, actually, well, it varies depending on what clients, but usually we actually service startup companies that spin out of the universities. Actually, in the case of Heart.io, in fact, other students that started a company, looking at kind of their assessment of the market they're trying to enter, their value proposition.
Really?
There.
And you do this for money?
We do sometimes, but we actually are pretty flexible on our financing because we have very low overhead. It's a completely volunteer organization.
Really? Huh.
Nobody's paid. So,
do you take equity?
We don't do equity, but we'll do like in-kind exchanges so people can come give talks about their area of expertise instead of paying.
Wow, that's so generous.
Yeah, it's
you need to talk to me.
Well,
I need to show you how to make money doing that.
Yeah, well, we actually do
or at least
well
boxes of donuts. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great too, actually. Maybe I should pitch that to our business development.
Maybe they should pay you rent.
Yeah. That would be nice. But actually, we need to be volunteer in order to comply with our contracts as students. So it's actually an important part of our business.
Okay, so you're a nonprofit.
Yep, absolutely.
There
Nobody
you
takes
go.
A cut of the pie. So in fact, last year we even brought in $10,000 in revenue, which all gets invested back into the organization.
Yeah, which is great.
Our professional
That's
development,
awesome.
Our programming.
That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, so I love the concept. And to basically demonstrate to our listeners how the concept worked, you brought in Heart.io. We got two guys here splitting a mic. Mm-hmm. Who do we got behind the mic? Introduce yourselves, if you would, please. Yes.
So I'm Akers Jain. I'm the CEO of Heart.io. I'm also a PhD student at the University of Pittsburgh in bioengineering.
Cool.
So another guy that doesn't have enough things to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hit like five and a half, so.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, and what is Heart.io?
Heart.io is a digital diagnostics platform that uses artificial intelligence and deep learning to help physicians find problems with your heart more quickly, more accurately, and for a fraction of the cost.
So are you wearing a device? Is it device-based?
It is a software solution.
Wow, he's secretive. He's really secretive. Okay, and then you have another person with you.
Yes, so my name is Adam Bucci. I'm also a PhD student at the University of Pittsburgh pursuing bioengineering. I am the chief strategy officer of Heart.io.
Really? Again? So very interesting. How many customers do you have?
Zero.
Nice.
Well, we got to work on that.
Love that. Totally love it. What can we do to help you get more customers?
Help us, I don't know, get through the FDA without, you know, legally, but, you know, fast.
Yeah. Well, you're just out of the blocks.
Yeah, you're just out of the blocks. Awesome. So this is great, right?
You're starting this thing up. It's important.
So do you help them? Do they help you? How does this work? Yeah,
I think it's two-way street. Okay. But
have way too much fun, just for our listeners. They came in here, and they were just, like, nonstop laughing, and I'm going, who are these guys?
Exactly.
We formally worked together about 2 years ago, where Fourth River Solutions consulted for Hard.io, kind of, again, evaluating what markets they might be interested in entering, how they might compete in those markets, and ways that they could potentially think about strategizing in those areas. But we've kept in contact, actually, through the years.
So you think they have a good idea?
I think they have an excellent idea, and it seems that their technology has really proved itself, at least in
my eyes.
And
so what's the competition in the marketplace?
Well, I think they're competing, then they can certainly speak to this more than I can, but based on the work that 4RS had done, you know, I think part of the barrier that they're trying to overcome is getting into an area where there's already existing solutions in healthcare, and it's hard to kind of adopt new technologies,
because physicians are resistant.
That's a huge
thing. Change. Not anything against physicians, but once they get their processes in place and they feel comfortable,
mess with it. Right.
It's really hard. The change management is tough. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but
yeah, exactly.
It's tough.
And I think the same thing is with.
See, could I be an advisor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. You just advised.
I just advised, and I didn't get anything in return. So there you go.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
You have
good.
It's a non-profit model. You hear that? You hear that? That's the backup dancer.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. Perfect.
So how did you guys find each other to begin the consulting engagement?
From when you worked together before?
And I feel like you were there to kind of help them, kind of really focus the company as to where it should, you know, look at, you know, first, knowing that it's not going to waste time looking at extraneous markets that wouldn't pan out.
That was at least the hope of the engagement, hoping that that's what they took away.
Well, what did you guys find from the engagement? Can you tell us a little bit more about
it? So both Uckers and I have strong technical backgrounds, but we are pretty helpless when it came to business. And
right,
so we approached 4RS
because... Oh, I love that honesty.
So we knew what we didn't know.
Right.
And so we approached 4RS because they are an invaluable asset to the University of Pittsburgh as well as other universities, saying that they'd offer consultation to startups. And since we didn't have a lot of money in the bank, we offered kind of skills and services as payment for this invaluable market and competition.
So what did you apply back then? What was your expertise?
We had a presentation about entrepreneurship and what people can expect when they're kind of starting out.
That's sort of the fine line between mentally ill, right? Isn't that the joke? And being sane.
Sane. I would say that only crazy people start companies.
Exactly, right? Yeah, but they're great crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are the great crazy people that we need.
Exactly.
I mean, all jokes aside, that is what we need. You're the job creators of the future, and you're solving real problems.
Exactly.
And the efficiencies are just enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, the inefficiencies in healthcare alone, just at the macro level, are just beyond belief. Mm-hmm. But if you can start to keep people out of the hospitals and solve problems closer, then that's really the magic of the next generation. So I'm pumped by it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot about it just to be dangerous, but I do know that it's really important for people who have your background to be surrounded by business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about our listeners? What would they say? How could they use your service?
Well, I think if they have an idea or a contact, perhaps, of a company that would be interested in trying to answer some of these questions that are perhaps more geared, again, to the early stage companies, I think that's where our value
and
really
early,
lies.
Let's describe what early is. Early really means like at the idea phase, right?
Yeah. We're typically companies that are in the first 3, maybe 5 years since inception. We have worked with more mature companies, but that's probably the outlier.
And so what have you learned? How has this helped your doctorate?
I think it's actually a really valuable experience for my PhD, even though most people would probably not expect that. In terms of communication skills, both visually in a presentation as well as orally, it's actually made me a lot better in those regards.
Yeah, you're doing great on radio.
You're good, man. Yeah.
You're really doing great. You're articulate, you're poised.
He's on point.
You can't sing, though. But
no,
other
I
than that,
I'll save the viewers. But thank you.
That you're poised, and that matters. That just matters. I don't care how great a scientist you are.
Exactly.
But it really matters.
I think that's a big deficit in terms of our, you know, those people that are going through higher education typically sacrifice then some of their communication skills.
Isn't it amazing?
And that's something going into the workforce that people wish they would have. So
like
doing projects.
Be nice to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Like suffer fools, right?
Right.
You don't have to be the smartest person in the room all the time, right? Yeah. I mean, there's simple things that you would think that you learn, but it gets erroneously reinforced as you become more technically capable.
Exactly. And I think we're trying to break that cycle.
That's awesome.
By bringing in these PhD candidates and postdocs, giving them an opportunity for hands-on learning in business.
You should come over, bring them over to the Tech Council and hang out.
Yeah,
we would whip you into space.
we're trying to hold our some board meetings there, and we'd love eventually to utilize the space for an event. And
no,
like
but
that.
For us to even
plans.
Give you feedback on the way that you're doing
great.
Things, because we're out there in the real world every day.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
And we understand how to break it down so that the people can care. And the other thing is, there are people out there in the world that will help you invest with their own money. People who see what you're doing, they may take a risk. And that's really important, because then you surround yourself with people who sort of care about your work.
Yeah.
And you're not alone.
Yeah.
I just love the concept all the way around. I mean, it's that proverbial two-way street.
Yeah.
What's the website if people want to learn more about it?
I think it's just forthriver.org. So you can find us there.
Okay.
We'll have a little bit about clients we've worked with, about our team and our kind of vision, which again is two-facing. We're facing our consultants, who are the higher education people, but also our clients like Heart.io, trying to provide high quality deliverables to them, but provide the necessary experience for people to pivot outside of.
Absolutely,
very cool.
All the way around.
I'm proud.
No, I think this is great, and I think the Pitt has this. I think is so cool. I want to see more of this going on, and we're glad to have a chance to tell your story.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Get that out for you guys as far as that is. So that is super fantastic. Check them out. Another Tech Vibe Radio under our belt, Audrey. It goes by, it's like a time machine. We have so much fun hanging out.
These guys don't
like
sing,
this.
So we can't have a farewell song.
We can't have a farewell song. We could try to like cue it up, but it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. No. We tried, but that was great.
Absolutely. It's matter of listeners. Every Friday night, we're bringing you great stories like this here on Tech Vibe on KDKA and the Pittsburgh Technology Council since 1983. Helping tech companies succeed, whether it's visibility, appearing on our show, being in our magazines, whether it's finding the right talent, public policy, business development, all those key things, that's how we help you out. Simple as that. So I got to give the corporate pitch before we leave. Simple as that. Anyhow, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.